to 40 times per year. Now, you add a day on the front and a day on the back for travel, that meant that he was gone anywhere of 100 plus days a year on the road. So when I met with him, we were introduced by a mutual friend, Andy Traub. And so Michael and I sit down, we meet, and I said to Michael, I said, what's the number one challenge that you have in your business? And he thought for a minute, and he said, Stu, he said, I love what I get to do. He said, I love the message I get to share and who I get to share it with. But he let a sigh out. He said, I'm tired. He said, I just want to be at home with my wife, Gail, and my five daughters and my grandkids. And I said, okay, I can help. So here's what happened. We got together and we created a membership site. It was called Platform University. And it was built off the back of his book. And I poured everything that I knew from a strategy perspective into this membership. Everything that I had learned from those business owners that were growing year over year. And here's what happened. In that first week, we welcomed 1,100 members. Pretty amazing, right? Like after that first week, then after year one, we were up to 2,500 members. Then after year two, we were up to 4,500 members. And then after year three, we were over 6,000 plus members. So everything that I had learned worked. And then what happened was people started to see the growth in Michael's business. They started to see that, you know, he wasn't on the road anymore, as anywhere near as much, and his business was growing like crazy. Because during this time, Michael's speaking schedule dropped dramatically. Not because he wasn't in demand, but because now he had the ability to choose where he wanted to go. And so before, when he was on the road over 100 days a year, now it was less than 15 days a year. So he got the best of everything in the sense that his business grew, the amount of time that he was on the road shrunk. And so people started to see this and people started to reach out and people started to ask, how are you doing this? How are you doing this? And I was doing consulting and then I was doing coaching. And then I started running these small workshops where I started teaching this material. And before I knew it, these people were taking these same principles and boom, they were launching their membership sites and having all kinds of success. And ultimately, that's what led us here to today, where now, every single year, we teach these practices in a program called the Tribe Experience. I'm going to tell you more about that later here today. But what I am sharing with you is that these principles, they work. And they work like crazy. Story after story after story. Doesn't matter what market, whether it's a product-based business, service-based business, knowledge-based business, or community-based business, you're going to find out exactly how to do this. And what I can tell you is that the wrong way, which is what most people think, is that you create a bunch of content, launch, and hope, and then you struggle to keep up. It's funny because to me, when I hear people who question membership sites, it's almost always because the membership site that they've set up has been set up in this way, where they create a whole bunch of content, they put it behind a members area, they launch it, and then they just hope that people are going to continue to come and continue to pay. And then, because they don't have a proper content strategy, they're on this content treadmill, always creating content, always creating, always creating, always creating. Newsflash! That's the worst thing that you can do. Not only for yourself, but for your members. But there is a right way. And the right way is counterintuitive. And what I mean by that is that a lot of the things that I'm going to share are backwards to what you think would work. But again, these are not pie in the sky theories. These are proven strategies. They get proven every single day. And so even initially, when it feels awkward, it feels wrong, what I want you to know is that I'm telling you, these are proven strategies from 12 plus years of experience working with tens of thousands of people. These are in the trenches proven strategies. Now, this is related, as I said, to, you know, the way in which their content is set up, the marketing, and also the way in which their community and retention. And so here's the thing. I want you to know that what we're going to go through is going to provide clarity for you and how to move forward. It is going to be exciting because you're going to see examples and results that literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have gotten. But what I do want to tell you, and it's I have to say this, and I'm going to put it in red so it stands out. Results are not typical. Now, why would I say that? When I'm sitting here saying that what I'm about to share with you works. Because every market is different. Your experience is different. Your willingness to commit and put the ideas into practice differs from person to person. So there's no way that I can guarantee you with 100% certainty that the information I'm going to share with you is going to work. But what I can do is I can only share the best practices, and I can only share the examples and the stories of people who have taken this information, who have applied it, who have committed it, and have gotten unbelievable results. Not results that, you know, are going to be one quick win and then that's it. No, this is the nature of memberships, is that it's compounding. And so you're going to see how a win leads to a win, to win, to win, to win, to win each and every single month. And so as we get into this, I've got notes that I want to share with you. Lots of them. I'm going to put those ones over here. This is what we're going to go through here tonight. Okay? This is our game plan for tonight. We got lots to cover. So I'm going to dive right in. But before I do, let me know in the comments. Say, I'm ready in the comments while I grab a quick swig as we get going. Emily said, let's get after it. Nice. I love it. Deanna, Dominique, Joy, Holly, Amy, Matthew, Ricky, Wendy, Jack. You guys are amazing. You guys are on fire in the comments. I just saw it. I'm ready. Let's go in all caps. That is amazing. You guys are awesome. Okay. So here we go. So let's start off with the three secrets. The three secrets to taking what it is that you already know, love, and do, and turning it into recurring revenue. Secret number one. Write this down. It's just as easy to make a recurring sale as a one-time sale. So here's what I mean by that. As business owners, we work hard in our business, right? We work hard in our business where we are, you know, we're in the trenches, we're creating our products, our services, we're marketing those products and services, we're trying to acquire new customers, we're trying to take care of them, and we work hard in our business. And yet, for the vast majority of business owners, they're stuck in the old way of doing business. The old way of doing business is that you make a sale and then you hope people are going to come back and buy from you again. Now, how many of you remember the old Blockbuster days? Do you remember the old Blockbuster days, right? Like, the old way of doing business was you had to get your whole family in the car, drive down to Blockbuster. You get out of the car, everybody goes into Blockbuster, they go around, they try to find the movies that they want, and then they bring them back. Because there was no, like, search, right? Like, there wasn't, like, a search feature in Blockbuster. So you had to, like, literally go and scan the walls to find the movies that you wanted. And then when you did, you'd come back as a family, and then you'd vote on, like, who got what movie. And then you'd go up to the counter, and then you'd give them the empty case, and then they'd give you the real case with the real movie in it. And then you'd leave, you'd all get back in the car, and then you'd drive all the way home. For those of us who really remember these days, we'd take out the cassette, we'd put that in the VCR, well, the DVDs, that was the most recent, right? And then we'd watch the movie. And then when we'd finish, we'd have to take the movie out, or if it was a cassette back in those days, you'd have to rewind it, then take the movie out, then put it back in the docks, then I'll drive all the way back to Blockbuster. And then Blockbuster would hope that we were going to do that every single week. Wasn't that crazy? Yeah, somebody just said the good old days. Brenda said, yep, remember that. VCR, Alamina said, VCR, oh my. Yes, VHS, said Tara. Yes, those were the good old days, right? Well, now look at the difference. Look at the new way of doing business. That's Netflix, right? Netflix, we just literally sit down in front of the TV and boom, we have thousands of movies and videos that we can search through to immediately find what we're looking for. We don't have to move from the couch. And so what's interesting was back in 2004, Blockbuster actually had a chance to buy Netflix. I don't know if you know that or not. They actually had a chance to buy it, and they said no. They didn't believe it was a future business model. And so this little fledgling startup called Netflix started initially doing DVDs. Do you remember was anybody a subscriber of Netflix when they used to send you the movies in the mail? Anybody remember that? I don't know if anybody remembers. If you remember those days, say yes, that's me. Yes, Carolyn says yes, I remember those. Yeah, so DVD by mail, that's right. You used to get them in the mail, right? And then once the streaming capacity came online, Netflix said, forget that, we're going all in, and they went all in on a membership, a subscription. And what's interesting is if you look now, there's so many businesses who have moved to a subscription. In the comments, let me know some of the businesses that you subscribe to. So Netflix obviously is one. Another great example is Amazon Prime. What are some others that you subscribe to? Let me know in the comments. I know our family here, we get weekly fruits and veggies delivered to our door. That's a subscription. We, FEA, so yes, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Audible, Spotify, Adobe, Dollar Shave Club, ClickFunnels, MailChimp, Blue Apron, Disney Plus, pet insurance, Costco. You guys nailed it. Look at all of you guys are amazing. Book of the Month, Freshly, Primary Care, Pandora, Spotify, the gym. This is you guys are amazing. Thank you for participating. I see ClickFunnels again. Shout out to the ClickFunnels crew. The Peloton, shout out to all my Peloton riders. Yes. Yeah, okay, so look at the stream right now. Look at all those comments right now. This is where the world has moved. It's moved to membership and subscription. Why? Because it's just as easy to make a recurring sale as it is to make a one-time sale. And the same is true for you in your business. Now, why is this the case? Well, this is where I want to point your attention. There's two real big reasons. One, now, subscriptions are the norm. Now, the market is used to paying on a subscription basis. You know, 10, 15 years ago, it was still relatively new. Now it's the norm. You see it in the comments. We're all used to paying based off of a regular monthly or annual subscription. So people are used to it, And now it makes much more sense. This is why big companies like Adobe, who used to sell Box software, they sell it all online now. This is why, you know, companies like the Dollar Shave Club that were introduced completely disrupted the market because they focused on one product in the beginning. One product, razors. But they recognized that people need razors on a regular basis, so why don't we sell it on subscription? That company went from zero and in a 4.5-year period sold for over $1 billion focusing on one product on subscription, razors. And so now subscriptions are the norm. People are used to this, and that's a really good thing for you and I. But number two is that especially for those of us in the online membership space, online education is booming. It is more than a $350 billion industry, and it's growing rapidly. You know, there was a study done over in the UK several weeks back. They surveyed 2,000 people who had been quarantined and asked them, you know, what are you looking to use this time for? And 69% of those people said that they were hoping and were going to use the time to learn a new skill. They wanted to come away learning painting or musical instrument or a new language or coding or gardening or whatever it was. They wanted to learn a new skill. They wanted to use this time to be productive and improve themselves. 57% of those people surveyed said that they're looking forward to spending time pursuing a passion that they normally wouldn't have time for. This is why in our community, we're seeing memberships booming right now because people want to learn. People want to improve themselves. And online education is an absolutely phenomenal vehicle. So let me ask you this. Are there any authors or speakers? If you're an author or speaker, let me know in the comments. Just type author or speaker in the comments. Type author or speaker in the comments. So David said speaker, somebody just said both, author, speaker, author, great, both. Thank you for participating, gang. Okay, author, yes, lots of authors, great, lots of speakers. Laura Lee, Cindy, Adria, Rob, fantastic. Okay, great, so here's what I want you to pay attention to. There are so many great examples of authors and speakers who have taken what they've already poured so much blood, sweat, and tears into, writing a book. And I know this because my wife has just completed her first manuscript, and it was blood, sweat, and tears from all of us, if you know what I'm saying. But it was, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, right? Now, inevitably, if you have ever spoke or written a book, my guess is that you have received questions from people who heard you from stage and or people who read your material. Am I right? Given that, it makes for a perfect membership site. In fact, this is exactly what we did with Michael Hyatt's membership, right? So what we did in his case was we created a membership that was nothing more than an extension of the material that he spoke about in the book. It wasn't a completely different topic. It was an extension. Because here's the thing. When people read your material or they hear you speak, that does not mean that they have mastered that material. And what they want is they want to be able to go deeper. They want to get clarity that's going to help them implement what they've learned from you. And that's where a membership site comes into play. Now, let me ask, any bloggers or podcasters? Let me know in the comments. Any bloggers or podcasters? Somebody, Lisa just said, I'm a member of Platform University. Nice. Okay, blogger, both. Podcaster, blog, podcaster, blog, podcaster. Great. Somebody just gave a shout out to Pat Flynn. Yes, great blogger and podcaster. Fantastic. Okay, great. So lots of you do blogging and podcasting already. which is awesome. By the way, just a cheesy little plug, you should totally go and subscribe to the Marketing Your Business podcast. Shout out to my Marketing Your Business listeners. Totally go and subscribe to that. But here's the thing. Let me tell you a story of somebody. Actually, let me put that in blue. See. So there's a blog called Pinch of Yum. Anybody ever heard of that blog? It's a beautiful food blog. Now, what ended up happening was as this blog grew, the owners of the blog started to get a lot of questions. Like, how are you growing this food blog? And because of that, they started to get so many questions that they spun off a completely separate site. And they created a membership called Food Blogger Pro. And when they first came to me as a client, like, I was blown away. Because this is like, look how niche this is. This isn't like a membership site for all bloggers. This is a membership site specifically for food bloggers. So what they did was they took the questions that they were getting all the time from their blog and they created a membership site to be able to serve those people. Now, similarly, there's a podcast from my friend JB. And what he did was he created a paid podcast called Morning Coach. And so for $29.99 or $29.97, and he has more than 2,000 plus members paying him $29.97 to get a daily podcast. Isn't that fascinating? So I was sitting here telling you about the Marketing Your Business podcast, and it's free and it's on iTunes, but there's a whole nother world here of paid podcasts where, in this case, in JB's case, people are paying him every single month to get that private feed where he delivers a daily podcast. Okay, one more. Any experts? Any experts joining me here tonight? If you're an expert, let me know what your expertise is in the comments. I see lots of people just quickly saying experts. Fantastic. Chinese expert, pain relief expert, therapist, nursing, fitness, hunting, wedding, social media, nutrition, nonprofit, real estate, painter, food, marital expert, water rights, English grammar, culture, children, leadership, drumming, painting. You guys are amazing. What an amazing bunch of people. Wow, this is so fascinating for me. Honestly, this is so incredible. Like homeschooling, nutrition, decluttering. Amazing. Okay, so here's the thing. There's so many great examples of people who have taken their expertise and turned it into memberships. I'll give a shout out to some of my Aussie friends, because I know the Aussies have been getting up early all this week to join us for our streams. And so I got to give some love to the Aussies. But like a good example is Susie Daphnis and her membership at Her Business. Right? So, you know, Susie, she's somebody who's built phenomenal companies, both in the U.S. and in Australia. and grown these companies significantly. And so she's got this real expertise to help women, not who are in the beginning stages of growing their business, but who have established businesses and then really want to scale. And so she teaches that inside of a membership at herbusiness.com. Another great example is Jesse. And we know Jesse well. And she has a membership. Now, I'm going to butcher this because my Spanish is definitely not my first language. But I'll spell it out for you for any of those who do speak Spanish. You can help me out. I'm gonna give it an attempt. I apologize to all of my Spanish-speaking friends. If you're watching, I apologize. But I'm going to say Miss Le Translindas. But basically what I do know is that it is a site teaching calligraphy and hand lettering to the Spanish-speaking market, right? So she has this expertise, and she's parlayed that into a membership for the Spanish-speaking market. Lots of other examples. Marilyn. Allura. Now, she is a psychic medium. And what was happening for her was she had a lot of like one-on-one clients coming to her. And so, you know, she loves her work, right? Loves working with people. But the reality was that she could only work with so many people in a given day. And she was booked solid from morning to night. And so again, for her, something had to give. Her story is very similar to mine in the sense that like you only have so much time to give. And then when you run out of time, like that means that you can't grow the business anymore. And you're burning the candle at both ends. It's exhausting. So instead, she shifted that expertise to a membership site, which has allowed her to serve a whole lot more people and at scale. So she's working less and serving more. Amazing, right? Now there are so many other great examples. Like we've got another shout out to our Aussies, Tracy Harris at the Social Method Society. Now, for her, you know, her expertise is growing your Instagram. And not only just growing your Instagram, but being able to use your Instagram to fuel your business. And so this is where it all started for her. And again, you know, for her, social, the whole Social Method Society has become a hub, a community, a home. And what she has built is this phenomenal community of women. Yes, initially it was initially it attracts women who are wanting to use and leverage Instagram, but it's ballooned into so much more than just learning Instagram strategies. And then, of course, we've got so many other great examples, but Lisa Cordiff is another one. Another Aussie, believe it or not. Golly, the Aussies are kicking butt tonight. And what I love about Lisa's story is that she had built up a blog and had established herself as an expert in helping families eat healthy meals. Now, the challenge with Lisa was that she was getting toward the end of her maternity leave. So she was on her maternity leave, and the reality was that she was going to have to go back to her corporate job, and she didn't want to do that. So instead, what did she do? She launched a membership site, and she launched it to her audience who were already following her expertise. And off of that initial launch, she had hundreds and hundreds of members, so much so that she didn't go back to her corporate job, and she doubled down and focused on her membership, which is at smallstepsliving.com. So lots of great examples of how people have taken their expertise and have transferred it into a recurring membership where people are paying them month after month to continue to access their learnings. Okay, so as we move forward, what I want you to know is that secret number one, it's just as easy to make a recurring sale as it is a one-time sale. If you are in a business where you're selling things one time, I want you to know that you could just as easily be selling those same things on a recurring basis. Now, number two. This one is totally going to sound counterintuitive. The less you do, the more money you make. Stewie, come on. What are you talking about? Look, if you're somebody who loves creating content, in the comments, say, that's me. If you're somebody who loves creating content, in the comments, say, that's me. If you consider yourself a content creator and you love creating content, okay, oh my goodness, look at you content creators. I'm seeing you in the comments. You're coming in fast and furious. We have a content creator audience. This is amazing. Okay, you guys are fantastic. So if you are a content creator, I want you to absolutely listen to me here. Okay? Lean in close. Lean in close. If you're a content creator who loves to create content, I want you to realize something very, very important as it relates to membership sites. I have been doing this for a long time, my friends. And it doesn't matter what market it is. The number one reason that people cancel from a membership site is not that the content isn't any good. The number one reason that people cancel. Does anybody know in the comments? Overwhelm, you got it. So here's the thing. Oh, crikey. That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to go this way. Here's the thing, gang. What that means is that when you load people up with content, you're going to overwhelm them. And the moment that they're overwhelmed, they're going to say to themselves, I'm paying for something that I can't use. And the moment that seed is planted, they're gone. They're gone. And so you cannot load them up with content. So that means you got to cut back, and you got to realize, why do people join?